idea where the key is.
Yep. Okay, so today we're looking at a portion of Isaiah that begins the book of Isaiah. And it's very interesting because it shows what's going to happen throughout the book of Isaiah. So we're Isaiah 1:16-31. Wash yourselves, clean yourselves, remove your evil deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil, learn to do what is good. Seek justice, correct the oppressor, defend the rights of the fatherless. Plead the widow's case. Come, let us discuss this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they're as red as crimson, they will be like wool. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The faithful city, what an adulteress she has become. She was once full of justice. Righteousness once dwelt in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your beer is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels, friends of thieves. They all love graft and chase after bribes. They do not defend the rights of the fatherless, and the widow's case never comes before him. Therefore, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, declares, Ah, I will gain satisfaction from my foes. I will take revenge against my enemies. I will turn my hand against you and burn away your dross completely. I will remove all your impurities. I will restore your judges to what they once were, and your advisors to their former state. Afterwards, you will be called a righteous city, a faithful city. Zion will be redeemed by justice. For repentant ones by righteousness. But both rebels and sinners will be destroyed, and those who abandon the Lord will perish. Indeed, they will be ashamed of the sacred trees you desired, and you will be embarrassed because of the gardens you have chosen. For you will become like an oak whose leaves are withered, and like a garden without water. The strong one will become tinder, and his work a spark. Both will burn together, no one to quench the flames. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here. We just ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So the background of this is simple. It begins with charges against the people of God in the beginning of chapter 1, telling about all the things that are going wrong. Isaiah talks about having a vineyard, and the vineyard should be producing cultivated grapes, but it's producing wild grapes. And he goes, what's up with this? And he says, now if that happened with a vine dresser, he'd wipe out all the vines, replant everything, and start over. So he asks, why do you ask this, act this way? And he calls them to come back to him. This is the heart of what you get in all of the prophets. Because they always have all of this hellfire and brimstone, but then they end it with, but if you'll turn around and come back to me, we'll blow it all off and start over. So God talks about doing just that. The purification of Jerusalem and the people of Israel. He offers forgiveness to those who are repentant. No matter how bad their sins are, he will clean them up. Now, it's interesting because he talks about being like scarlet and like crimson. These were dyes that were made. It was very expensive to make them. But the important part about it was that once you made the dye and you put it on a cloth, that was it. It's going to be that color from now on. It, you can't get it out. Just won't work. But he says, it doesn't matter. Even if your sins are like scarlet or like crimson, I'll make them white as snow. They need to do the things God has told them to do. And then they need to acknowledge their sin and obey God again. So then he gets into the difference between the city of David and Jerusalem of that day. He says it used to be faithful, but now it's adulterous. He says the products are no good. It's interesting, as I'm reading through this, it reminds me, because I think of things from my misspent youth. There was a cartoon thing on TV about Alice in Wonderland. And when the Cheshire Cat comes up, he has this little song he does. What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? You know? And then he says, I don't think you're going to like it here because the potato chips are soggy and they water the beer. Well, this talks about watering the beer. Okay. So he says, the products are no good. And the rulers are all rebelling against God. Now see, that was the job that was given out. The king, his whole job in life was to make sure that the people followed the God of Israel, Yahweh. It's all he had to do. Now, of course, he had to defend the country and have an army and all these kind of things. But the main job was to make sure that everybody worshiped nobody but the God of Israel. The only person ever do, the only king ever to do it, absolutely the whole time, was David. Solomon started out good, then he got wives. And as we all know, wives will lead you in the wrong direction sometimes. But and that's why God told him, don't go out and marry foreign wives, because they'll lead you in the wrong direction. So then he says, don't worry, I'm going to set this right. He says he's going to get rid of the bad products and return everything to quality. Everybody wants stuff from Jerusalem. He's going to restore proper judges. Boy, do we need that in the United States right now. We need people who judge according to the law, not according to their whims. And he says, then it'll be the faithful city again. Well, we're seeing that in our country. We were the faithful country, and we were blessed by God. Now, we're an unfaithful country, and we're not blessed by God. He says this is going to require the removal of those who refuse to repent. So what does this mean for us? Well, you're never beyond God's forgiveness. He says, you know, if you come to me, I'll wipe your sins out. I'll take the indelible crimson and scarlet and I'll wipe it out, make it all white as snow, and you'll be fine. You just need to get serious about doing God's will. You need to not go out and do the things that God says not to do. No matter how great a nation it is, it can still fall. Israel was the most powerful nation in the Middle East, but it fell because it didn't follow God. And it didn't fall to Babylon, it didn't fall to Assyria, it fell to God because he didn't have his hand on them anymore. If it turns back, God will forgive and fix things and turn it back to the way it should be. We had in this country what was called the Great Awakening, which was in the 1850s and 1860s. The country was going in the wrong direction. It was getting really messed up. Let's be realistic. Andrew Jackson was a tyrant who wanted to just run things the way he wanted to, and he messed up our country. Well, following him, we had a great awakening, and the country turned back to God. And in spite of the Great War of Northern Aggression, we turned out to be in good shape. Now, if the country does not turn back to God, God may fix it anyway, but it's going to be painful. And that's what we see following in Isaiah, following in all the prophets, is how painful it's going to be to get right with God. But all we have to do is just turn around and come back to Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here. We'd ask You to bless us and guide us and go with us. Make us Your people and make this Your church. In Jesus' name, amen. And thanks for being here.